Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Was the coach of the Geelong West Giants, Greg Mellor, who has joined us thanks to Mac Holmes. Greg, welcome to Drew Reserve. And we were just talking to Carso, and we've been talking to the boys about now it's a bit of a sprint to the finals. Only three games to go, we believe. And what have you done in the preceding few weeks since the lockdown was announced and you haven't had access, I suppose, to the training efforts of the boys? What have you guys done?
Thanks for having me, fellas. Good to see you here. Carrying the load without Kingy.
Yeah, well, we do our smoothly. Best. We do our best.
It's amateur hour here today, mate.
Amateur hour. Well, at least there's no rain, so yeah.
Yes, that's good.
We would have been pretty similar to everyone else. We, set up our own training programs with individuals and small groups to work through that. Look, you never really know exactly how much, you know, people have the work that they've put in or not. We'll see. Obviously, the groups that have done the most, they'll get the rewards in the next three weeks. I'm expecting there'll be a few soft tissue injuries that'll happen across the competition. We saw Leopold had a fair whack yesterday. They haven't had much luck with their run. So yeah.
And what happened sort of this week when lockdown was sort of announced? It was what was the deal for you guys?
We were always going to train Wednesday and Friday, whether we played Saturday or Sunday, and it just worked out it was Sunday, so it was just a really easy, easy for us. So we thought it was important to get in two training sessions, and I'm sure most other clubs would have done the same.
It's a sprint now with three games to go, and it's pretty tight behind, obviously, the two teams sitting here with the boys.
Yeah, they look comfortable, don't they? They've got feet on the desk and their arms up on behind their heads.
Comfortable in the top two, but it's pretty crowded between three and seven, isn't it?
Well, I think that's what the competition. It's good for the competition to have lots of teams vying for it, and I think with the lineup or the schedule coming in, that we all pretty much play each other as well a couple of times anyway, and so the best five will get in.
Good challenge today, Greg, with Joey's probably having their best team on the park for the year, and you guys having Dave Hanley out playing VFL up at Carlton yesterday. How do you think you'll go nullifying their midfield today with the quality that they've got?
They've obviously got some really good players there. We'll start off. We'll look to try and back our players in. It's important that we work hard at the contested side of the game. That's a real focus for us. Even though they're a young, developing midfield group, we expect our boys to be able to try and match it with them, and then defend when they have the footy, and then when we've got the footy, try and use our speed on the outside to take the ball from defence to forward.
The end of the season, mate, seems to have come at us pretty quick with only three games to go, two for everyone else at the minute. But and it's a different situation for the group and a young group for you guys. How have you approached the opportunity, and have you started to talk finals, or is it more about just the game in front of you?
Yeah, for us with our young group, it's always we just got to win, win the next game, and finals always. That happens if you win enough games of footy. So until you've won enough games, then you got to then you sort of start worrying about it. For us, it's just trying to be really clear about how we want to play, and be really strong both individually and as a team about performing to that standard week in and week out. And the more often, as you know, the more experience you get into your players, and the more often you do that, the more games you win. More games you win, you play finals.
And,
so.
And how is it you want to play today against these guys?
Oh, well, it's we talked about, contested ball is really strong focus. So, Joey's a really good contested side. Like the whole, I think if you're going to win games of footy in GFL, you have to win the footy on the inside. So, our game is, we want to try and at least match it with them on the inside, and then try and use our speed on the outside to be able to take the game on. We think that's a strength that we can use against them today. Wind will be a little bit tough, trying to get it out to the open side, but we'll see how it goes.
The ruck contest is going to be interesting today between Jaden Symes and Henry Walsh. Obviously, Henry Walsh developing and Jaden pretty experienced now and has been doing a great job for you.
Yeah, he's look, he's a senior player and he's played some. He's probably been his most consistent season for a while. He's really stepped up as a leader in our footy club. He pretty much runs that midfield group. There are a lot of young fellas. Him and Lockie Huppert's pretty, control that. David Hanley stepped up this year, but we don't have him today. But Emmanuel Jang's been a find for us. Tanner Lovell, Ethan Little's, will play through the midfield today. So, there's some guys who can win the football, and they've got some toe as well.
I think I probably know the answer to this one, but finals have been announced about Geelong West. You must be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I reckon you guys have been talking it up, haven't you, right?
Hasn't been the best experiment for positivity about Geelong
Lucky
West.
You weren't here anyway. 5 minutes before.
Look, I'm telling you, if we're in the finals, mate, we'll play on the moon. So I don't care.
It must be a little bit of an advantage, though, if you do make the finals, to be at home. You train there, obviously, twice a week, and you know how to play the ground and all that sort of stuff. So it must be a little bit of an advantage for you guys.
Yeah, most ovals are green or sort of brown over here with a line around the outside and a couple of goalposts at either end. I don't know. It is what it is. If it happens, I think it'll be good for. I mean, I'm not from Geelong, but people talk about the VFA days and stuff like that, and finals having 5,000 or 6,000 people at West. For some of those earlier finals will create some good atmosphere. I agree. I think that when our club and I'm, for me, the reason why I want to see finals there because, I'd love to see the bike track gone. And as soon as that, the more pressure that happens through the whole, community saying it's best for the community to have, if we're going to have a decent ground, let's make it. Top notch. Let's make it a really high standard oval. Get rid of the bike track, open it up a little bit wider, a bit longer. AFL standard turf, and then everyone's happy.
Is there a club that actually rides bikes with members around that track?
Got about.
I think four.
not many there during pre-season. It's a bit of a hard to get on there during pre-season. So
they actually have a cycling club now down at near the Bowen River. They've built one around there. So I think that's sort of stage two, isn't it? Redevelopment.
Yeah,
isn't it,
I think the thing is they won't go until they get commitment from the government to build a velodrome. So
right.
So I don't know. Well, they need a couple of million for that. But I don't know. If you guys know anyone in politics, just keep tapping them on the shoulder.
We might get a bit of private investment. Robbo knows a few people who've got a bit of coin. He might be able to stump up and get a bit of private investment and build the velodrome. That'd be all right.
Mate, you can help us out any time, Robbo.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Good luck today. Thanks for joining us. And I'm sure that we'll talk to you between now and the end of the season. You've got North Shore and South Barwon. So maybe a crucial game at the end of the season as well before the finals. It's going to be, as we said, a sprint to the finish.
Yeah, well, they're all crucial. You get on top and you can, you want to make your own way. So we'll make sure we're doing our best to get today done.
Well done. Congratulations on where you've got to so far and good luck for the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, boys.
Thanks to Greg Mellor, the coach of the Geelong West Giants. The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.